Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
That was me in the Celebrity Grand Prix whispers back in 2000 when I came third. The Australian Grand Prix kicks off on Thursday, and they say about people who in administration whisper, in this instance, the man who's at the very top, is if you can leave the industry that you're involved in better than when you got there, then you've done a fantastic job, and that is indisputable. Andrew Westacott is the man in question, CEO since 2010. Last Grand Prix as the head honcho, and I tell you what, could be the biggest one of the lot. Andrew, welcome.
G'day, Gary. Hi, Tim. Lovely to be here.
Great to see you again.
How big is this thing? It's grown and grown and grown year after year. We've had the, you know, the challenges of COVID, of course, when it was cooled off and how heartbreaking that is. But as it stands right now, 2023 shapes as the biggest of the lot.
Sure does. Everyone, back in 2006 when I started, it was pretty difficult to give away the ticket allocation you get as a staff member and so on. Now the person who I buy my bar and me from on the weekend and stuff like that is hitting us up for a couple of
GAs.
I did
exactly
hit you
that.
Up, but Gary, you were keen to see what you could actually prize out of Andrew as well. But the Drive to Survive, that series, to Success.
Drive to Survive.
You got it right the first time. That series on Netflix, how instrumental has that been to this whole resurgence of popularity around F1s?
Well, globally, it's been massive. And Stefano Domenicali, the CEO and president of Formula One, who's in Melbourne, I think, from today, says about one in three of the fans globally who's going to a Formula One event is actually a new fan, never been there before. But in Melbourne, yes, it's partly Drive to Survive, but it's also the fact that we've built it up over the last 10 years. And if we don't give them a great product, then they're not going to come back. So we had 419,000 last year. They all had a great time, and we'll be 440,000, 450,000 across the 4 days this year.
Wow. Corporately, it's never been bigger, though, either, has it?
No. I'd say in year one, you know, Ron Walker, in the first year of the novelty, there were beautiful. Yeah. I mean, they even put some boats in the, you know, massive boats in the in Albert Park Lake.
The lake there, yeah.
But around Lakeside Drive, they had lots and lots of little chalets on scaffold. Now we've got three-story structures and two-story structures. So the opulence and the requirements of the fans has gone to a new level. But in terms of grandstand build, 46,000 temporary seats. I don't know. You said the red jacket today looks a bit like Tony Cochran, who'd probably be there.
Wes thought you were Tony Cochran.
I thought you were Tony Cochran. I thought, what's the Gold Coast Suns chairman doing here?
I don't know what the stadium capacity is up on the Gold Coast, but 46,000 temporary seats in Albert Park is not a bad number.
They'd kill for 46,000 up there. So give us, like, Tim, Tim decides to go, he'll be in the corporate area. But for us that just like to get out amongst the people, what's the experience like for them in terms of facilities and infrastructure and all those sorts of things?
It's sensational because one of the things we do is we're capping the number at 130,000, which is what we had last year. But what we needed to do was make sure we got the fundamentals right. So we've got a kilometre worth of food outlets.
Whoa.
We've got massive bars, 75 metres long. We've gone... we're 30% up on toilets because you've got to get the amenities
very
right. And the other thing is with all those point-of-sale transactions, we've increased the amount of the telemetry and the 5G towers and other things. Now, some of that's out of our control, but making sure the fundamentals, and even with Yarra Trams, Gary, outside Tim's doorstep, every minute or two you can get a tram from the city.
What time will the flyover be on Sunday?
Sunday, it's...
just before the race.
Yeah, it's about...
About
10 to 3, it's six roulettes. We haven't got the jets anymore, Tim.
That's a good thing because my dog is very sensitive to that sort of noise, Andrew. In the last couple of years, he's hit the deck and he's had to put his paws over his ears and he's been a little bit painful. It's been difficult to bring him back.
He's got big ears, too.
To full health. He's got huge ears.
We'd love to have the F-35 fighter jets there, but what we've got is the roulettes and we've paid for the smoke upgrade package. So they're going to blow a little bit of lovely smoke down
the smoke upgrade package.
In the RAAF. Don't worry about AUKUS. We've got the Air Force sorted out.
That's how good they're going. They're going for the upgrade package.
Do a lap of Wispy's house for us. How important is it to have an Australian presence driving? I mean, Oscar Piastri this year, of course, is going to be, you know, he's in the infancy of his career, and from all reports, is going to get there. But in terms of the interest, is it super important we have Australian representation?
Yeah, you know, people remember those first years back in the 80s when Wayne Gardner won, you know, Swan Lager, mm-hmm. we're winning America's Cup in 83 and stuff like that. And then you go through Mick Doohan, Casey Stoner, and then Mark and Daniel winning races internationally. But none of them ever won in Melbourne. And every time Alan Jones said, who was our last world champion in 1980, Alan Jones said, and it's fact, every time Oscar's put his bum in a racing series, he's won it. So he won one of the Formula Renault, I think it was, and then he's Formula 3 world champion, back-to-back with Formula 2. And now he's here. So give him time, he'll be winning races.
How demanding are these drivers when they come to town?
Well, the good thing is,
where do we put them up? Where do they all stay?
Depends on what alignment. You know, they might be in the Ritz-Carlton, the brand new hotel, which is the tallest in Australia.
Any of them Airbnb-ing it around?
A few of them like that sort of quietness and stuff around the burbs, and a few of them will be at Crown Towers with Sean DeCruz and all the boys.
Any down the peninsula? No.
Too far.
Well, they might be, but then they'll catch a chopper. We've got a helipad on circuit, so they might be down there. They've been around and about in Australia, get over the jet lag, and they're in Melbourne today and tomorrow.
I don't know if you're aware of this one. I don't know if you listen to our program, but Gary does tours around his property down on the peninsula. He puts them in a little minivan and takes them around. He's got kangaroos. He's got a train, kookaburra.
If they land
any of the international drivers would like to do something like that?
Well, if Gary invests like Mick Doohan did and puts in a little go-kart track around that and make sure you put some crash barriers so they don't end up in the drink,
absolutely
Gary,
no problem
then,
about that.
Then you've got real appeal to Formula One drivers getting down there and then choppering into Albert Park. Well, that's a good idea.
They get the great Australian idea. Experience. Can't chop it down because I can't guarantee kangaroos if they chop on the property.
That's right. He's got Michelle and Barack Obama going there on Thursday as well. So Thursday's out. Friday he can manage something. Friday afternoon between about 3 and 4.
So that's the reason that POTUS isn't going to the Grand Prix because they're down at Gary's place.
100%. 100%. They're staying down there.
I thought that might have been the
reason. Now, your success in running this has been well documented, and this is your last one. So there's a job going down the Docklands at the AFL. Have you been sounded out? Have you had any interest? Or what's the future hold for Andrew Westacott?
Well, I don't know what we'll go in reverse order. The future hold, Tina and I are going to have a holiday overseas in July.
Good on you.
I've got to keep active. I'm just, I'd go stir crazy if I wasn't doing something that I love. And whether that was living the dream, making pet food before this job or working in major events, that's where I sort of find myself. Haven't been sounded out and love my footy. So think once they'll get someone from the crop that they've got, but...
I know you love the smell of the F1s. Could we see you on one of the pit crews travelling around the world? Could you do something like that?
I'd love to. You know, it's a sport. There's a growth within Formula One. I've worked as a promoter since 2006, and there's a lot of people who in the events industry find themselves working at Commonwealth Games, Olympic Games, and they all stem out of Melbourne's major events market. So we're flexible to go overseas, and I don't think Tina would mind it, perfectly honest, Tim.
We've got both Commonwealth and Olympic Games.
She's a major events guru, and she had your son Job running in the Mount the Surf Run and the Pier to Pub down at Lawn. So, you know, she's the brains behind major events in the Westacott household.
Hey, give us the winner.
Smart family.
Give us the winner if you can, just because our audience like to maybe have a shekel or two.
Well, there's a new set of tyres that Pirelli's brought to the circuit. I'm going to go that it's a Red Bull Quinella, and I'm going to put Sergio Perez in front of Max Verstappen, and third, a favourite, who was on the podium in my first year, Fernando Alonso. Oh.
Are they Falcon passenger tyres? Because we've got a deal going.
I think you can get them a tyre pack.
Buy three, get one free.
Yes. Yeah.
they probably are. They might be. They might have to stop spending the $50 million with SEN and put that into Formula One per year. But no, Pirelli's got the tyres, Gary.
And Andrew, a friend of mine would like to go to the race on Sunday. Is there still some tickets available?
I'd recommend to your friend that their best bet would be to come on Friday because there's no tickets available on Sunday or Saturday, but you can get a GA on Friday.
Right. What about...
Jungle Giant, San Cisco and Alice Ivy after you see Formula 3, Formula 2 and Formula 1, Tim.
Okay, I'll pass that on to my friend. He wasn't wanting to pay, by the way.
That's all right. If he's under 14, he gets it free.
Andrew, you've done a magnificent job. We, on behalf of all of us that are Grand Prix lovers, congratulate you on the job you've done. It is
amazing.
An incredible event for this city, and it goes right around the world and sells our town as well as anything. So thanks for all your efforts, and good luck with the holiday overseas.
No worries, Gary. Thanks, and I'll see you walking the dog, Tim, next week.
100%.
Andrew Westacott.